Your SteveJonesShow.com podcast audio is loading now. Today's SteveJonesShow.com podcast audio is sponsored by Purdy Insurance, Market Street, Sunbury, and online at PurdyInsurance.com.
Sports talk where your voice counts. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome back to the show, brought to you today by Purdy Insurance, Market Street in Sunbury. Go to PurdyInsurance.com. We're at the Sunbury Motors Studio. Sunbury Motors is located on 4th Street in Sunbury, and also Sunbury Motors Kia, Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. And the Lenape Solar Hotline, which is certainly as expected, cooking today at 1-800-795-9565, powered by Lenape Solar. Go to LenapeSolar.com. Thank you for the patience, Dave in Sunbury. Welcome, and it's great to have you with us.
Hey, Steve.
How are you doing today, Dave?
So-so. I heard this from WKOK when they were talking after Emmert made his decision and stuff about that $60 million.
Yes.
And I didn't think of this. It makes sense. Why don't 80% of that $60 million stay in the state of Pennsylvania? Instead of just giving it out willy-nilly all over the country, that way it can actually go back to the kids that it actually affected.
Well, I think that's a very good point, Dave. I mean, it's supposed to be doled out, my understanding, in increments of $12 million a year to equal 60. So it's not just 60 right off the top.
Right,
but I think you're absolutely right. To keep it here at home, I think would be important, because the bowl portion, the Big Ten portion, the $3 million a year, that's going to be doled out in Big Ten communities across the conference.
So, no, I'm just saying that wasn't my idea. I'll be honest. It was, I'm trying to remember exactly who it was at WKOK, but said, why can't they just put the money here where actually the problem happened?
Right.
Instead of just giving it to, like, he's from Washington State, the president of the NCAA. Instead of sending out to the University of Washington or down to UCLA or wherever, that you can keep it in here as much as possible to actually help the kids through different things that, you know, with psychiatric treatments or whatever.
Yeah, something that's absolute and hands-on in terms of making sure that the individuals that really need the money get the money instead of the money going to pay salaries of staff. There's no question about that. And that's where it should be going, so it is a direct cause where it's as if you are making sure that whatever can be done to help an individual or a group of individuals is done with that money. Keeping it within the state would be a great idea, but abuse does happen all over the country too, Dave, and it's something that we have to be mindful of. So wherever it can go, where it can be utilized best to help individuals and not just to go to administrative salaries, that's what I care about, is that it goes to actually helping people. Wherever that happens, I'm for, and the Big Ten, I know, is going to distribute the $3 million per year that Penn State was supposed to get for the bowl game, and they're going to distribute it within Big Ten communities and the conference and the footprint, and I'm all for that as well.
Well, and there's one other thing. Just staying in the same subject, a crime committed, but going to dealing with the NCAA and how they pass out sometimes damages with a teaspoon and other times with a sledgehammer.
Mm-hmm.
And ESPN radio, it was out of Stealing's Grove, okay? From the 3 to 3:30, I heard two guys talking and asking, now wait a minute here. You're nailing Penn State for $60 million over a five-year period, but actually down in Baylor in 2003-2004, a basketball player was shot and killed somebody, and they didn't do nothing to that school. Well, wait a minute here.
No.
If you're gonna do it fair and across the line, you know, above board, no matter what. I says, no,
well,
wait a minute.
And that's something the NCAA is not famous for, as we well know. So,
I understand that. But I just thought of the victims. Well, and I understand what you were saying about it. Says, you know, but I didn't take credit for that, Steve. To be honest, it was somebody WKOK that said, "Hey, Why don't 80% stay here in Pennsylvania and the other 20 go around the country? Because they can have their own schools that are going to be nailed for whatever, and if it comes into that frame of mind, that they can nail them for the same thing.
Right.
And it also, somebody says, you're opening a Pandora's box now. That they can make any kind of a punitive damage judgment against anybody, but just willy-nilly, without doing a proper investigation. Now, I understand they said that they did, that the prosecution of Sandusky, then what it came back with, and then a Freed report, was a lot more than they could ever attempt to get at. But like they said, like I called before, and I said about the Freed, I personally had a problem with it, was because for three reasons. One is, he couldn't subpoena people. So he couldn't get a proper hearing, you know, an investigation done, to be truthfully honest.
Right.
I should have stayed with the criminal until it was all said and done.
Well, there's still another trial or two trials to go in all this,
two.
And we're still waiting on that.
Yes. At least two, because you don't know if now Graham Spanier is going to be sued. It'll go through the civil logistics.
Well, we'll find out how
this thing wasn't over by a long shot.
Well, it's not over because, again, as Director Free said in his report, in his initial remarks, and it's his words, that because there's certain people they could not interview in the process for obvious reasons.
Right.
That they don't have that perspective in the report, which then gives you context as to what was going on. But we move forward, Dave. I appreciate your call very much. Our number is 1-800-795-9565. 1-800-795-9565. All right, so what are your thoughts? We go to Facebook. Brian on Facebook, thanking me for the monologue. He says, defined reality and rallied the troops. He says, the rest of the country is hungry for blood. And says the media is giving it to them by twisting the facts. We've never given a damn about what the rest of the country thinks. Bottom line is, Penn State still stands for success with honor. We stand together as one and support a program that shapes student-athletes into men and women. Now more than ever, fight on, State. That's Brian from New Berlin. So, Brian, thank you for your comments on Facebook. Very much appreciate that. And, again, you can do that either by stevejonesshow.com on Facebook or by calling right now at 1-800-795-9565. That's 1-800-795-9565. You want to jump in and get your comments, because we've been getting the comments left and right here so far. And interesting comments at that. A lot of great perspective out there. But this is where we are. Look. The tough part is that so many people had nothing to do with it are now the ones that are paying the penalty down the road. But I will say this. All of us have our own stories in life. And all of us, during the course of our lives, have faced those tough times that weren't our doing, but still had to overcome it. If you want to know more about that, then I suggest that you take a quick trip over to the Ronald McDonald House in Danville, where you can talk to parent after parent, child after child, who have had things happen with them that were not of their doing, but they have had to somehow live through and endure and then find the positive nuggets and then move forward in life. And none of it was of their doing. So we all face daunting challenges every day from outside circumstances that have caused us to then find the positives and push forward. All of us have. Okay? I have. My son's been in and out of hospitals in years, number of surgeries, spent 3 weeks at Geisinger when he almost lost it. All right? Very close. That talk at 4:30 in the morning. Well, it's not... He didn't ask for this in life. Yet he's a glowing example of more guts than anybody I've ever been around in my life. And he didn't ask for it. We didn't ask for it. Well, you find your backbone. and you move forward with it. These are penalties and sanctions. And yes, the people around here had, quote, nothing to do with it. Right? We know one person who did have something to do with it. He's in jail. Okay? Literally, the jury is still out because we haven't had trials yet on two other individuals who are alleged to have had something happen. And two other people were fired in this process. All right? So the others didn't, quote, have anything to do with it. But now you find out what you're made of. And you can be competitive and make it with 65 scholarships and 15 a year. You can make it without a bowl ban. It's going to take time. But if you have the right people involved and you have the right community spirit involved, it makes a difference that makes a statement to the country and the world. We go to Lewisburg next. Hello, Carl, at 1-800-795-9565, 1-800-795-9565. Carl, thank you for your patience. It's great to have you on the show today.
Steve, good to be talking with you. You know, certainly just a frustrating day. You know, I'm a dad with two daughters at Penn State, and they're being punished for things that they had nothing to do with. You know, it's wrong, and it's very frustrating. I just don't understand why the NCAA doesn't see that they're punishing the wrong people here. But that being said, I do have a question for you. Financially, where does the athletic program stand with all of these penalties going forward? How will this affect other sports, other scholarships, other students at Penn State? Again, you know, punishing people that had nothing to do with it.
Well, there certainly is going to have to be belt tightening, but I think the most important part out of the financial part of it, the $60 million plus the Big Ten bowl distribution of $3 million a year, is that it's being done over a period of time. The $60 million can be done over 5 years at $12 million a year. The bowl deal is 4 years at $3 million per, so you're looking at $12 million there.
Right.
So you're not going to get the $3 million, and the $12 million per year, so you lose that. So belt tightening has to be done in terms of maybe what you can do with marketing, promotion, travel. Has to do with possibly even travel for recruiting and things like that. So, yeah, there's going to have to be a belt tightening that happens in that regard because of the money. But the Big Ten did a couple of things today that were telling and also in the end were positive for Penn State. Number one, there's not a desire to remove Penn State from the conference.
Something I wondered about, to be perfectly honest, coming into this.
Right. And they're not going to do it. They have indicated they have no desire to change the 12 schools they have. And Jim Delaney made that statement today. And they also complimented Penn State on being a great university and the right leadership now and moving forward and citing Dr. Erickson and Dr. Joyner and so forth. Okay. The next part is Penn State is also still a full television partner in this. And because Penn State is still a full television partner in this, that means Penn State still gets its $22 million a year share. All right? Which is different, obviously, than, you know, you're talking about $5, $6, $7 million a year more than Pitt, for example, is going to get from its share from the ACC when they finally get there. So that part was very important. And the fact that Penn State is still allowed to be on television, did not get the TV ban, was, I think, highly significant. And it allows Penn State the revenue stream and buys them enough time to make the contributions and also to get through this.
Yeah. There, you know, I just keep coming back to the thought, of course, I've got a personal interest here. You know, I've got the TV ad that they used to run was, it's your time. You know, well, it's my daughter's time. And the NCAA is punishing my daughters. They're punishing my two daughters in a very real way for something they had nothing to do with. They're punishing every student at Penn State for something that the students had nothing to do with it. you know, 3-4 people that, you know, had failures in judgment. You know, there's a legal system for that. You know, let them do their thing. But everyone wants their pound of flesh, I guess. And it's very disheartening. We will preserve. We are Penn State. And we'll prevail in the end. And I know my daughters will grow from the experience. But it's very disheartening to see.
Carl, my daughter is a freshman at Penn State. My youngest daughter is a freshman at Penn State who entered last month. That means in her 4 years, in her four years, Carl. You know, and she guess what? She loves football. She loves it. All right,
loves
going to the games.
Absolutely.
And guess, and as much as she loves going to the games, and she does. You know what the most important thing to her is about Penn State? Getting her degree.
Absolutely.
But again, we're a bad culture here. Okay, gotcha. Yeah, you know, you can love something and still have things in proper perspective.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. You know, and
I don't need outside entities telling me what the culture is of State College and the Susquehanna Valley. I would put our people up against their people as individuals and heart every day.
Absolutely, absolutely. It will be interesting to see what positive things come out of this because, you know, I tell my girls all the time when, you know, you grow through adversity, you know, and so they'll grow through this. Penn State will grow through this. You know, it'll be interesting to see going down the road.
Carl, you know what the two greatest tests of character are in life? And I when I gave a commencement speech last year at Penn State's Wilkes-Barre campus, I talked about the two greatest tests of character. Number one, when you are going really well, are you still the same person?
That's
do you
right.
treat everybody the same way and treat them well? Number
That's
two,
right.
how do you react when you're down and out?
That's right.
Now all of us are going to show the country our character because may seem down and out for the moment, but we're coming back.
I trust that's where it'll be. You know, I came across a picture of Beaver Field, my dad's graduation ceremony, 1941. You know, we've come a long way from Beaver Field and. You know, they may break us down, but we'll build up again.
Exactly, Carl. Well said.
All right.
Thank you.
Have a good day. Thanks for taking the call, Steve.
Thank you, Carl. It's a pleasure to listen to you. Our number 1-800-795-9565 in the Lenape Solar Hotline. New Columbia is the next stop, and Rick is the next caller. Rick, thank you very much for your patience, and welcome to the show.
Thank you for accepting my call. I'm just calling to say that I'm a Penn State fan all my life. And now that I'm 56 years old, my sons are Penn State fans, and they all graduated from Penn College. But I have to say that I am personally offended by all this because I do follow Penn State, and I enjoy listening to you. But quite truthfully, I had no idea any of this stuff was going on at all. And the question I have is a few years back, there was a linebacker that was suspended for a few games. And now I understood they said he was suspended for making prank phone calls.
Yes.
And I understand now that this was because he was making prank phone calls to Sandusky.
It was not.
And that's why he forget his name.
No, it was not. Rick, actually, that information's incorrect. It was Dan Connor. He was suspended for 3 games. He was making the calls to Joe Sarah. And Joe Sarah passed away over the weekend, by the way, at the age of 75.
Oh,
Joe Sarah's funeral was today. Joe Sarah's funeral was today. But it was to Joe Sarah that the calls were made to.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm sorry about that, but that kind of made sense to me when I heard that right there. That kind of made sense. But for the NCAA double rules violation, I have a question, too, that there was a professor here at Bucknell that convicted of child molesting. And I don't see any sanctions on Bucknell for that right there. You know what I'm trying to get at?
Sure.
That,
I understand.
That if they want to start doing this kind of stuff to Penn State, there was a, and he was old, he was the same as Dan Dusky when he got convicted. I mean, he's been at it a long time, but all I've seen is that he got convicted. He's just in jail or whatever happened. I've never heard of anything. But if they're going to go for this, the way they're going, and they act like Penn State's, you know, a really bad university over this, there is one right here at Bucknell, too, that he was a professor that got convicted of child molesting. So where can they possibly go with all this? And for an education institution to give sanctions like that to people that have nothing to do with what happened, nothing, is really kind of stupid. I'm an uneducated person myself, but to punish people for doing that have nothing to do with it really makes no sense to me. You know, it's kind of like the New Orleans Saints right here for their defensive stuff. What are they? They're still allowed to play in the Super Bowl if they get to the Super Bowl. And this is, and kind of in a way, in college football at this level, is semi-pro football, whichever way you want to put it. That this isn't just little, you know, they're getting paid millions of dollars. There's people getting paid millions of dollars for this, and it's just not a small little thing. You understand what I'm saying?
I do.
It is kind of weird that they're going to punish a whole bunch of people for years that have nothing to do with what happened there. I'm sorry about what happened, and I'm glad Sandusky's in jail. But quite truthfully, I do know what it feels like to really be offended. I could stick up. I'm a Penn State fan. I lost it myself because me personally, when Penn State wins, I felt really bad. I mean, really good. But when Penn State loses, I feel really bad. And that was the only recreation I have. I mean, it's the only one that could really make me feel that way. It might sound stupid, but I do know that I'm a Penn State fan because of that. The blue and white, Happy Valley, that's what it is. But I do, like I say, now I personally am offended by the whole thing because now I kind of lost it. I kind of lost that. I don't really know if I can feel bad when they lose or feel good when they win, because it's kind of like it's off of it right now, if you know what I mean. I really know what it's like to be offended now.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll let you speak. I got my little thing out.
Rick, I appreciate it. Rick, I'm going to take another call, but I appreciate your perspective. And never, never in your life refer to yourself as an uneducated man. Education comes in many, many forms, Rick. Many forms, including life. All right? Thank you, Rick. Let's go to Susan in Winfield. I appreciate your patience, Susan. Thank you, and welcome to the show.
Yes, thank you. I just wanted to say, first of all, that I appreciate you being on this program and having pretty much being the heart and soul of a lot of alumni as myself, because I feel like we are also the victims in this, in that respect, where you cannot voice your opinion if it doesn't go with the mass majority. And I personally do not feel, having gone to Penn State and also as a daughter of a lawyer, that Joe's side was fully told.
No, it is not yet. No, it is
exactly.
Not.
And I feel like that is the most upsetting thing to me, is that he wasn't, that it was unfair. As if when you're watching a football game, they make a bad call, you're going to argue that call. And I just feel like when I try to express myself, everybody says, but the victims. I totally agree with that. But there is enough blame to go around, going back to our current governor, who was, I believe, the attorney general then, back in 98. And I'm just sick and tired of everybody saying, in my heart, Joe will always be the winningest coach. I mean, what happened. You can't take that away.
I believe I witnessed it.
Yes, that's what I'm saying. Joe never was about the victories to begin with. Someone I admit I am prejudiced, I am biased. My father went there, my sisters went there. I grew up with it. I used to listen on the radio before it was on TV, the games, but it's like they don't know the true Joe. The Joe who gave the money for the new wing out in Center County for the hospital.
Yeah.
The Joe who gave 1.4 whatever it was million to the university for the religious multi, non-denominational religious center. And all these people, in my opinion, from the word go back in November. 3 days into it, it switched from Sandusky to Joe. It's the same thing now. They're coming down on the Paterno family without them having had their say, and that just eats at me to no end.
Susan, thank you very much for your comments.
Hey.
Taking your calls at 800-795-9565. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now, from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Let's roll forward at 1-800-795-9565. Get your comments on all of this and much more. But one thing I want to dispel right away about all this is that the Penn State leadership, Dr. Rodney Erickson, Dave Joyner, rolled over on this. No, what they have done is they kept the program going because Mark Emmert said that a multi-year suspension of football was vigorously discussed with members of the Division I Board of Directors. But because Penn State was willing to take the medicine, commissioning, accepting, and making public the damaging free report, and whatever is in there, you can always debate what, you know, with what's, you know, it being incomplete, and accepting massive NCAA penalties without due process saved the school from a complete shutdown of football for a season or longer. He said that Penn State demonstrated they want to get past it. All right, Jack in Danville. Jack, thank you very much for your patience at 1-800-795-9565. I'm very anxious to hear your comments.
Hey, Steve. Certainly tragedy all around, you know, mainly for the victims, also for Penn State, and got the athletes who came to Penn State not understanding how terrible the situation actually would become. But my point is this, is that, you know, we're going to concentrate on the program and the systems that need to be in place to protect children from these things happening again. I go back to one thing, and it's an individual, and it's not Paterno, although I do think Paterno did know a lot more than people are willing to admit, and I think he failed, and that's coming from a Paterno fan. But the individual I keep coming back to is McCreary, an adult who sees that happening to a child. To behave the way he behaved was probably the greatest example of moral cowardice that I've seen or heard of in the last 10, 15 years. And had he acted with any degree of courage, with any degree of manhood, instead of having to call his father the next day, so much of this could have been avoided. So I go back, and for me, it's this big redhead, 6'4", ex-football player who really... You know, when you ask him about it, his response is the trauma that I had to suffer for having seen it. And I just can't believe the degree of cowardice that he displayed. He should have saved that child from Sandusky. He didn't. And if you ask me, therein lies the greatest coward of them all.
Well, number one, the man convicted of the crimes is... That's number one. As for what Mike McQuarrie told about the incident, whether it was as graphic as the grand jury presentment or what he said in court in the Sandusky trial, he'll have to talk about as to exactly what he told in terms of detail or vanilla when it comes time to sit down, and he'll obviously be the critical witness when Gary Schultz and Tim Curley are brought to trial. We'll then find out whether Tim Curley and Gary Schultz were dealing with a vanilla version or they were dealing with a far more detailed version as to how they made their decisions. And I think that will be the key to the trial.
Well, I'll give him the benefit of that vanilla version and of what he thought he might have seen or heard and so forth. Gosh, any way I look at that, a grown man naked in the shower with a child, I'm sorry, it does not take a great deal of analysis to decide that that is incredibly abnormal, wrong, dangerous, and for you to do something right then and there. And there goes where, you know, I think the greatest failure was McCreary not acting on just what was fundamentally what was wrong and doing something at that moment. You know, we have men and women that do that every day, whether it be sort of in the military or whether it be, you know, helping strangers. This guy, any way you cut it, I'm sorry, there's no shading it for there to be such a confusion that he would say, well, gosh, I really didn't know what was going on. It's nonsense. Let's get real. It's nonsense. Old man in the shower with a young boy where he says he hears, he admits, he hears sounds that are consistent with a rape. And what does he do? He peeks and he runs. And he goes and he calls his pop-pop. He calls his dad because at 24 years old, he's still not man enough to do the right thing. There's no way you could try to explain it away, but there's no way to explain it away. Again, just my opinion.
Jack, thank you very much for your opinion. I appreciate it very much. Thank you. Our number, 1-800-795-9565. Today's show, by the way, being brought to you by Purdy Insurance. Go to purdyinsurance.com, located on Market Street in Sunbury. And on the Lenape Solar Hotline, we go to Shamokin next. Hi, John, at 1-800-795-9565. Great to have you on the show today, John, and thank you for your patience.
Thank you. Just to reiterate on last the caller, I believe what he says is true, but I also believe there's so many other people that could have stopped this, you know, at some point along the way. And there were just so many people that dropped the ball. And I always have to wonder if McQuarrie wasn't promised that job on the coaching staff to keep his mouth shut. You know, so that's just another
you know what?
Take
actually,
on.
John, I'll dispute that, and I'll tell you why I dispute that. And here's the reason why: is that I watched Mike as a grad assistant, all right? And I remember watching Mike as a grad assistant, and I said the same thing about Kermit Bugs. I remember saying to Dr. Wayne Sebastianelli, I said, there's something about Mike that looks to me like he's going to be a really good coach. And I said the same thing about Kermit Bugs, where I said, you know, there's something about Kermit I really like. He said he has this feel like a guy as a teacher and as a coach. I think, like Kermit Bugs, when Brian Norwood left and Mike McQuarrie, when the opening occurred for him, I think it was just a case. I'm telling you, those are my impressions in watching him as somebody who was at practice every day. And so When he got the job, I'll be honest with you, it made complete sense to me, just like it made complete sense to me when Kermit Bugs was moved into Bryant's spot when he left for Baylor.
Yeah, well, you're around a lot more than we are. It's just that's just an outsider's take, and you know, it's just I just want to make sure, John,
that in giving my assessment, that way I was just trying to be fair, so people understood.
You're right. Yep. Yep. It's just there's so much blame to go around everywhere. You know,
well, you want to know where the primary blame is, John? The primary blame is with the guy that's in Center County Prison right now.
Right. Yep. I can't disagree with you there at all. You have to remember
along the way that he was not an employee at Penn State in 2001. He was retired. He was actually an employee of the Second Mile at the time, and actually they should have been the reporting entity that went to Children and Youth Services. And they were informed, by the way, by Penn State of the 2001 incident, and they didn't take it forward.
Yep, there's a lot of blame to go around here.
Now we're going to move forward, okay, John?
Okay,
I know there's a lot
it.
we could talk. I understand the need to get it off your chest completely, because people are frustrated and they're upset, and we're at this point today. Now, what do we do with the situation as individuals, and now make it better?
Yep.
And that's what we have to do.
Can't go back.
No, can't go back, but we can go forward. And you know what?
Right.
I got a feeling you're going to go forward with me.
Got to go. No way else to say it.
Thanks, John.
All right, Steve, thanks. Bye.
Great calls. Great to hear from you. Our number, 1-800-795-9565. We're in the Sunbury Motors studio. 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. Lenape Solar Hotline is certainly wide open, and it has been cooking today at 1-800-795-9565. Go to LenapeSolar.com. And today's show is brought to you by our good friends at Purdy Insurance, Market Street in Sunbury. You can always go to PurdyInsurance.com. Come back with more of your calls in just a moment on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
In the Central Susquehanna Valley, we have all kinds of ways to celebrate our people, history, and opportunities. The biggest celebrations once again coming to Sunbury. Sunbury River Festival 2012, August 16th through 18th. Over 100 booths with all of your favorite River Festival food. Three stages of live entertainment, car show, craft show, and much more. August 16th, join me, Sean Carey, for the Valley's Got Talent, sponsored by Service Electric Cablevision at the Shikellamy High Auditorium. New this year is poetry reading, yoga, and a salute to the Valley's recreational opportunities. Enjoy the exciting cardboard regatta August 18th at the amphitheater and themed train rides too. For a full schedule, go to sunburyriverfestival.com. Special thanks to Wise Markets and the Degenstein Foundation, plus Northumberland National Bank, M&T Bank, Service Electric Cablevision, and Susquehanna Bank, Woodmoat Incorporated, T. Ross Brothers Construction, Nottingham Village, K&N Electric, Swineford National Bank, Central Credit Audit, and the stations of Sunbury Broadcasting Corporation.
Give any room in your home an instant makeover with a rug from the Rug Outlet in Lewisburg. From traditional to contemporary, braids and stair runners and indoor-outdoor rugs, nobody has a better selection at the lowest prices than the Rug Outlet. For over 29 years, our local customers choose us again and again. Come visit our showroom on Route 45, just west of Lewisburg, between the Allergy Partners and the Natural Food and Garden Store. We're open 7 days a week, so call 524-9494 for the Rug Outlet, where all we sell are rugs.
My mom wants to stay at home, but she honestly can't handle it on her own anymore. I've been taking care of her, but I just want to be her daughter again. I know mom feels the same way. I'm not sure where to turn.
If you're struggling to care for your parents, you're not alone. Home Instead Senior Care can help. With personalized service and a personal touch, the caregivers will help your parents stay in the place they call home. Home Instead Senior Care, 866-522-6533, serving the Central Susquehanna Valley from Lewisburg. To us, it's personal.
Today's show brought to you by Purdy Insurance, Market Street in Sunbury. Go to purdyinsurance.com. And on the Lenape Solar Hotline at 1-800-795-9565, we go to Bob in Liverpool. Bob, thank you very much for your patience. I appreciate that.
Yeah, Steve, I like your show, and I agree with you that we got to move forward here. And I'm just wondering, do you know the status of any of the players, whether we're going to retain most of them, or is that it's way too early for that, maybe?
The players had a players' meeting this morning at 10. Then Bill O'Brien and the staff met with the players right after that. They're upset. They're frustrated. They're angry. There is a 10-day window beginning now that will allow them to transfer to another school without having to sit out a year. And that 10-day window has started now. To my knowledge, no one yet has said that they were going to transfer. No one. Not one yet. There have been two decommitments in the recruiting trail. One over the weekend, one last night, and there was one decommitment in basketball. So that, you know, on the recruiting part, that's what's happened. But the current players, no. So far, there's been no indication anybody's leaving.
Okay. Now, do they have to reduce the number of current players on scholarship or not?
This year they can play with the current squad. So the current squad of 85 scholarships is available. But what will happen is that starting next year, that cap has to be at 65. And through graduation and natural attrition, they'll be below 65. And, in fact, most of the guys in the recruiting class coming up next year, if they wish to redshirt them, they can. And that would be certainly interesting along the way, because if you look at it and you redshirt in next year's recruiting class, if you redshirt, you'll still be able to go to three bowl games. My apologies, two bowl games. If you redshirt in next year's recruit class, you can still go to two bowl games. If you redshirt in the next class, you can probably get to three bowl games, and the one after that is four. So in that vein, it does reduce the amount of time for them in terms of going to bowl games. There is still a window open for them to at least be in one, possibly two, at the latter stages of their career. And that has to be pointed out to them. The margin of error with 65 is certainly going to be a lot thinner, as will the depth at 65. But the confidence I have in Bill O'Brien and his staff is that they will figure out a way to make this work. And he is not interested in just being competitive. He wants to win. And I have a funny feeling with your support and everybody in the stands, The fans are going to be critical to the bounce back of this program. The fans are going to be absolutely critical. And the fact that there's no TV ban is very important.
Yes, yes. And I agree with you that we've got to come together as Penn State fans and, more than ever and support the teams.
This is an important time. And you're absolutely right, all the teams. I don't care if it's volleyball, field hockey, whatever, basketball, women's basketball, whatever it happens to be. This is a time where if people come together, you'll be surprised how quickly 4 years goes by.
Right. Okay, well, it's nice talking to you, and we are.
All right, Bob, it was an absolute pleasure talking to you as well. All right, one final break. We'll get to that as we continue on the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK after this.
When you buy anything, isn't it best to see people who've been around for a long time, satisfying customers just like you all the time? Makes sense, doesn't it? So when you're in the market for a quality new or pre-owned vehicle, the only place to go is Sunbury Motors. They've been in business since 1915, partnering up folks just like you with a vehicle that best suits their needs and budget. Their service after the sale can't be beat. And if you like selection, there's none better than Sunbury Motors. Fords, Kias, Lincolns, Mercurys, Hyundais, Sunbury Motors sells them all. Their finance teams are unmatched. They'll be glad to help you secure the affordable option you want on any new or pre-owned vehicle you find on their lots. See the people who've been in business since 1915. Sunbury Motors Ford, Lincoln Mercury, and Hyundai in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, Routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf, and online at sunburymotors.com.
Even when they grow up, your kids can still surprise you. My son calls to tell me he bought his first new car, picked the make, model, and dealer all by himself, and negotiated his own deal. But when it came to insuring his new ride, he wanted Dad's advice. I told him one word, Selective. They've always done right by me. It's nice to know you're still needed.
Get to know your local Selective agent, Pretty Insurance, on Market Street in Sunbury or at prettyinsurance.com. Find out what Pretty Insurance can do for you.
Does the changing weather have you thinking it's time to spruce up your kitchen? Have you considered a countertop update?
At Dale Wolf Custom Kitchens and Baths, we do countertop replacements also. We have a large selection of countertops to choose from.
Whether it's laminate, solid surface, quartz, or granite, we have something to fit your tastes.
Always free estimates. Always personalized service.
Visit our Herndon showroom on Route 225, a quarter mile past the Lime Mountain High School, or on the web at dalewolfkitchens.com.
Working from home a lot or worn out by too many business trips? The Greater Susquehanna KIZ has created a great space in Bloomsburg for you to decompress, think, and get quiet time. There are two drop stations with computers, large desk space, conference areas, even an outdoor workspace for sunny days. They'll teach you to use Google Docs for creating and sharing documents, too. Space is first come, first served. Contact Kelly O'Brien Gavin for details at kelly@gskiz.org.
Choosing your obstetrician-gynecologist can be a difficult decision. You want someone who will partner with you, understand where you are coming from, and treat you with respect. Hello, this is Dr. George Miller of Lewisburg Gynecology and Obstetrics. When you are looking to pair extraordinary OBGYN care with a compassionate approach, think Lewisburg Gynecology and Obstetrics, where the difference is the human connection. Call today for your appointment, 524-4405.
Lewisburg Gynecology and Obstetrics, 3 Hospital Drive, Suite 216, Lewisburg.
Get all the latest information from your favorite news station, News Radio 1070 WKOK, with our Text Connect. You can sign up for free weather, school delays, early dismissals, traffic alerts, and more, all before you even leave the house or work. You'll get it all in real time, right to your phone. You'll also stay informed on all the station's events. To sign up, visit WKOK.com, scroll down to Connect, and follow the directions. Make sure your cell phone is powered on and you have an active signal. That's it. Text Connect is another way to stay informed with News Radio 1070 WKOK.
Purdy Insurance, Market Street, Sunbury, purdyinsurance.com. Some final comments for all of you out there on my feelings about all of this. We've gone through, obviously, a horrific time, but there's no more horrific time than what the victims have gone through, whether at the hands of the man accused and eventually convicted, and also then have to sit in a courtroom and recount all of that and the incredible pain they've gone through. That's number one. And when you look at the day, the NCAA fining Penn State $60 million to be doled out over five increments of $12 million over 5 years will go to abuse advocacy groups and hopefully to make a difference in the lives of those who have been abused or, more importantly, to help prevent child abuse. And the same with what the Big Ten did with the $3 million a year in bowl money over 4 years, equaling $12 to $13 million. That will be distributed among communities within the Big Ten to combat child abuse. Those will be positive steps along the way. Recovering as a university and as a football program and as an athletic program, it's vital that everyone come together in this regard because the fans can make an incredible difference. The margin of error with 65 scholarships is going to be very thin. 15 scholarships a year, 65 is a cap. So the margin of error is going to get much thinner. I can tell you right now they have the right man in Bill O'Brien who will make the best of that, and I'm telling you there are going to be some days we walk out of there and all of us are going to say, how about that? Because that's going to happen. Because these guys can flat out coach and they know the student athlete and they'll make it happen. And strategically, they're very strong. The no bowl ban is tough, but one by one, we'll get through that one and see it. But the biggest difference, in my opinion, will be how you, the fans, get behind the program because you can make the biggest difference of all. You can show a potential recruit what Penn State's all about. You can show the country what Penn State's about because there's no TV ban and they'll be able to see you in the stands. And you can make a difference in terms of winning and losing on the field just in pure support. You can now come together as one and make a big difference and make sure that Penn State bounces back.